Nolte, unemployed MSM elites Terry Moran and Glenn Kessler finally tell a half-truth about media bias. By John Nolte on August 8, 2025. Now that disgraced former ABC reporter Terry Moran and disgraced former Washington Post fact-checker Glenn Kessler have been schlonged out of their jobs, in their own selfish interest, attracting anyone stupid enough to subscribe to their Substack, they have decided to speak some half-truths. Here's Glenn Kessler confirming what I've been telling you for years, that the far-left subscriber tailwags the newsroom over at the Washington Post. In other words, conservatives were an untapped market for growth at the Washington Post, especially for a news organization where traffic was falling. But there's a conundrum: if most of your readers are liberal, how do you attract conservatives without losing your existing base? Here's an idea: stop lying. Or, don't participate in this. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. Terry Moran's half-truth is really something. Were we biased? Yes. Almost inadvertently, I'd say. ABC News has the same problem so many leading cultural institutions do in America: a lack of viewpoint diversity. It is no secret. There are hardly any people who supported Donald Trump at ABC News, or the other corporate/legacy/mainstream news networks. And this is bound to impact coverage, not so much out of malevolent bias. That's the cartoon version peddled by Trump, Brendan Carr, and online MAGA, but more out of what is a kind of deafness. The old news divisions don't hear many of the voices of the country, because those voices aren't in the newsroom. Yes, news teams go out with a microphone and a camera and accost people at Trump rallies. But to me that often comes off as weirdly anthropological and inaccurate. Kind of like trying to understand nature by visiting a zoo. You don't really see a tiger at the zoo, just a version of a tiger. What a load of crap. He says the bias isn't malevolence, even though he worked at ABC News for nearly 30 years and the hiring practices never changed. Choosing to hire only leftists is, yes, a choice. Over Moran's 4 decades, a deliberate choice was made by the network to not hire those who disagree with Democrats or those with enough empathy and experience outside the bubble to recognize Republicans as fellow human beings. We're seen as so weird, so bizarre, so different, and such others at ABC News that Moran admits we're treated like zoo animals. Of course that's deliberate. What else could it be? I can understand a few years of insularity before someone says, "Wait a minute. We're sitting here discussing abortion/gun control/taxes/immigration/global warming, and no one disagrees. This is wrong." We're too bubbled. We need outside voices. We're all human. We can all get too comfortable. I get that. But 30 years? No, that's not only deliberate, it is a deliberate abuse of the publicly owned airwaves. ABC should lose its broadcast license. All I can say to the regime media, Moran, and Kessler, is keep it up. Don't ever change. These mercenary admissions after it matters. The blatant hate hurled at Trump and his supporters under the guise of news. The arrogant and trolling refusal to admit bias. It's killing you all, and it's killing a Democrat Party that has no clue how to operate in an environment where 1. Nobody trusts their media allies, and 2. New media and social media can now get the truth out. Let's just hope Kessler is 100% accurate about, this. But now, working at the Post feels like being on the Titanic after it struck an iceberg. Drifting aimlessly as it sank, with not enough lifeboats for everyone. The Carpathia, i.e., Bezos, appears too far away and too distracted to help. And the captain is shouting commands that the solution is a different ship. Burn, baby, burn. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.